You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphone!
And a phony at the mic!
Yeah. And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, good morning, everybody. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the number you can call or text throughout the show. Good morning, Mr. Badish.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am delightful.
You guys are looking up at the monitors. I don't know if you can see me.
Elliot Bamber from Chicago's Best joining us right here in studio.
Hi, Elliot. Good to see you again. First time in the studios?
No. Second time. Okay.
No, he was hanging off. I was looking at a picture. He was hanging up. Oh, where'd it go?
It was a different studio.
This one wasn't ready yet. Yeah, he was hanging
was
off
the other, across the hall.
Across the hallway.
So I'm going to throw out real quick. Because I didn't get a chance to. You had like 50 people in the studio talking before.
Yes.
Favorite pizza.
All right.
So may I recommend a new pizza place for you, Elliot?
Please do.
This is owned by the same people who own Via Veneto.
Okay.
And they have opened up a very small neighborhood pizza place. It is called Anto Pizza. It is on 1547 West Jarvis, so far north side.
Okay.
Very small location. A variety of different types of pizzas. It changes every day. It's kind of like a little deli place, but a little sit-down also. And you never know what he's going to be cooking up. He actually made a lobster pizza the other day with an actual like lobster on top of the thing.
Nice.
So very, very cool. So, it's the same people who own and operate Via Veneto.
Which is on Lincoln Ave, which
yes.
we went about maybe five years ago on the show to go and see those
That's
guys.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're great people.
Yeah.
Roger just got himself a free pizza. That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
assume he's listening.
Hopefully he's listening. You know, he knows people from the old country. I don't know why I just called it the old country. It's not old.
Well, yeah,
it is. Italy.
Yeah, but it's old.
Yeah.
But it's as old as all the other countries, pretty
much.
That's
true. Right. Yeah. Older than America.
Yeah.
But
I know, so we're both looking up into his 8-inch screen.
Right, we are.
Yeah, right. Very 8-inch.
This is good radio, even better TV.
You need my glasses to be able to see it.
Yeah.
He's had over a number of opera singers who apparently he knows from his hometown area in Italy. So very cool guy, great family, and great operation.
Roger's Best. We'll just have a little segment for him.
Maybe.
Roger's Best. Very nice.
Well, good to see you guys.
Good to see you too.
Yeah. How are you, buddy?
I'm real good.
Excellent.
It's 3, it's 2:15 in the morning?
Yes, 3:15
somewhere. Fantastic, Dave. There's no one else I would stay out of bed for other than you to come on the radio.
You are very
2:15.
Kind. And you didn't sleep.
I did not sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep is for, what is
you can
in
say
Wall Street?
It. Is it you sleep? Can say it's after hours.
Sleep is for wimps or sleep is for losers or
probably with a P.
Sleep is overrated.
It's overrated.
There we go.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Sleep gives you cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
What?
It's an old line from another comedy from the UK.
Okay. All right.
It's from The Young Ones. Right. If anyone hasn't seen The Young Ones.
Oh, I remember The Young Ones.
Yeah.
Like the 90s?
No, like the early 80s.
Okay. I think I discovered them in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah. Aid Edmondson and Rick Mayall and all those guys. I think it was Neil's character who said that. I don't remember. Cool. Sorry if I brought the tone down a little bit. One second, Dave's like, oh, it's 2 in the morning, you can say what you want. And I say that, and everyone's like, oh, you can't say that, though.
You
went too far.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
All right.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Speaking of food, because that's the biggest food consumption day next to the Super Bowl, or what are you doing? What do you usually...
We're hanging out in town this year. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. We're kind of doing Friendsgiving with a couple of friends, a couple that we hang out with. And we'll be going down to a local establishment and stuffing our faces.
Nice.
Until you get a checklist. Until you've hit like 35,000 calories over 3 hours, you're not allowed to officially leave the restaurant. That's an unofficial Thanksgiving rule.
That's nice.
Right, because otherwise you can't fall asleep on the couch.
No.
In front of the TV watching a movie.
With your pants open a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. So, what about you? What are you guys doing?
On air from 5 to 9? Is it 5 to 9? 5 to 9.
You and have then, a family in to eat?
Yes. And then right as soon as I get home, there's a 5K in the neighborhood that we've done for 20 years. Which means, when I say done, I mean I walk it for 35, and then there's a Bloody Mary bar over there, and then I kind of detour myself to that bar, and then I don't run or walk, or then it's over for me. But I'm still wearing the T-shirt.
Well, of course you are. Or you could time the turkey so the turkey goes in before you start the 5K.
That's true.
You do a slow pace around it, and it's ready when you get home.
No, we do a couple open houses, and then we drive to Champaign, where I have cousins, and so then we play football for 2 hours. And then I have a cousin who is a chef, so he deep fries a turkey, bakes a turkey, and grills a turkey.
Oh, the trifecta of turkeys.
The trifecta of turkeys. And then we do a little Bourbon County, which we'll talk about a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe a cigar, you know, something like that.
That sounds like a really nice, all-American Thanksgiving.
I think so. But, you know, it is the season for comfort food, and you got a new comfort food episode coming up tonight.
Comfort Food 3257.
Yeah.
That is the one that's coming up tonight on everyone's TV on WGN at 10 p.m. It's the time of year, isn't it? It's the nights are getting longer, it's getting darker quicker, it's a little bit colder. Everyone hankers for a little bit of that warm, sticky feeling inside, going down your insides and sticking to your bones.
You know, I always tell people if they're looking, you know, because coming down to the city and they live in the burbs, they go to the safe places, some chains and some other things they've been to before, and a lot of people don't like venturing out and trying new things or really looking at those local neighborhoods and finding the best of the best. And your website, your show, your website, your app, you know, if you're on your way down, it's a great place to find some stuff and source some new places.
We have built up a body of work over the 8 years we've been on the air.
Wow.
That kind of opens up the doors to a lot of people. And we have a great resource. I always advise people to download the app. I don't get any money from it. I don't know if anyone else does, but it's just a great resource. There's a couple of thousand restaurants on there. You can search by food type.
Yeah.
You can search by area. You can search by the restaurant you might be sitting outside to see if we've been there. And it's a handy resource because, like you said, people, you know, you have to spend some money to go and eat, so you want to know your money's going the way you want it to go. So we give people a tour through a restaurant without them having to go inside first. So.
There are thousands of them online that you can actually tour through.
Yes.
Yeah, even though there's new episodes every week, you can go back to the archives and watch all these great
you
shows.
You can go back to our archive, and you can check out many a restaurant that we've been to in Chicago for the last 8 years.
So comfort food, there's new stuff tonight, but what are some of your past favorites?
Some of my past favorites, we were talking before we started about pizza, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a chef. I am a food person, but I get very passionate about food. So, like, my comfort food landscape is broad and wide.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd throw out some fun ones. Fry the Coop in Oak Lawn. They do a Nashville hot chicken.
You talked about this one before.
Yeah. Place is great. There are many places, or many people who'd say, you know, you don't go to the burbs to get good food, or you don't go to the burbs to try something
that's
one of the best. And I agree. That is not true.
Yeah.
Hence, Fry the Coop in Oak Lawn. They do probably one of the best Nashville hot chicken sandwiches that is going out there at the moment. For those who don't know what Nashville hot is, it's a process after you fry the chicken, battered chicken. You add a little spice layer to the outside of the it's so early in the morning. I've forgotten my words. But they spice up the outside of the chicken to give it a kind of hot and spiciness, and they use a dry seasoning for that at Fry the Coop. Awesome hand-cut fries, and they've got a superb craft beer selection in-house there as well, so that place is good. If you're heading out to the Boons, Maple Park is in the middle of nowhere, but it's worth the trip because Lodi Tap House does one of the best smash burgers around, and their cheese curds are probably what I'd want to be buried with.
You can screw up a cheese curd, or you're getting cheese curds that were in a frozen bag.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of these places that really take really good care on how they batter them and the mix and all that other good stuff and just make them just right.
And Lodi's is there to furnish your every cheese curd whim and desire.
Yep.
They also have a really amazing beer selection, and they have a mug club as well. So when you go there, you can tell, I think it's like 10 or 20 bucks. They will give you your own personal mug for every time you go in there, and it's your own mug, and you know, you get your own beer in there. So it feels
it's like a sense of belonging. I like that.
And it's a beautiful, it's a Maple Park's a beautiful area. There's a couple of cool farms out there. So if you, you know, if you're depending on what time of year you go out there, if you're going pumpkin patch picking and apple picking and stuff, make a detour to Lodi's Tap House and check it out. Great burger. Cheese curds are phenomenal.
I have to tell you, Cheese Curd Place, I don't know if you've been here yet, in Holtz and Park Ridge.
I have not.
Okay, so it's been around maybe, excuse me, about 3 years, and it's in a place that I used to buy when I was a kid, so I got my first suit. Like, there was, for 60 years, it was a men's, like, menswear shop. And they still had, like, even, like, 3 years ago, they had, like, velour shorts in the window, like, satin.
What's wrong with velour shorts? That's my go-to outfit. Yeah, I'd be wearing them right now if it wasn't 2:30 in the morning.
So that's why they're not there anymore. But they have a great beer selection, but they do Lax cheese curds. And they were telling me the story about Lax in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and that the delivery guys only come out once a week, and you got to arrange for a certain time. When they arrive, you got to be ready to grab their shipment, but they do it in like a cornmeal dusted breading and whatever, but they've got great like sloppy joes. Like, I don't go to restaurants and order sloppy joe. I can make that at home.
Right.
They have a tremendous sloppy joe, chicken and waffles, that type of place. You got to check that one out.
That sounds, I mean, that's just comfort food.
That's my local kind of little comfort food.
I like that.
Yeah.
What else
you got?
What else I got? Comfort food to me. I love barbecue, and you know, there's very, very few other areas of restaurants or food where you can have a slab of different meat and not have people like disgusted at you. You can have ribs and sausages. So combining barbecue with another comfort food, mac and cheese, brisket mac and cheese at Chicago Q, which is just down the street from here.
Yeah, I know the place.
Places like a white tablecloth barbecue spot, but they have Wagyu brisket, which is insane, and their brisket mac and cheese is different level. It's got to be tasty.
Sweet,
to people.
Tang. Oh, that's a nice combo.
Just super cheesy, and then that, you know, rich, pungent brisket they've got in there from that Wagyu brisket is just insanely good.
Awesome.
Awesome spot.
Yeah.
We were talking about pizza earlier.
Yeah.
I like to throw in a couple of curveballs. I recently got introduced in the last, like, 18 months to Detroit-style pizza.
Yeah, so I've really just recently been reading about that. I know nothing about it. So what is this Detroit style?
Detroit style is a slightly thicker pan base with the crust, but it's put into the old trays they used to use in the production facilities in Detroit for the car manufacturers. So the trays they used to have like all the parts and stuff they used to carry around. They took those trays, they greased them with butter. It's incredible.
But it's like is that old school or is this more like a new style?
It's old school style.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of real famous places in Detroit that have done it, but it's kind of, in Chicago we can kind of push back with a lot of different styles.
Sure.
And I think it's one that slowly edged its way over here, and, you know, I was hesitant. The only versions I tried of it were like Jets and...
Yeah.
What's the other one? Little Caesars and stuff, which is not great. It's fast. It's chain.
Yeah. How thick is the pizza? How thick are those pans?
The pans are got to be a couple inches deep.
Okay.
But the base ends up being light and airy, and they also stack it differently. The tomato goes on top at the end. The sauce goes on top after the cheese and the toppings.
Oh, interesting.
So, and you also get these burnt, crispy, like crusty edges, a little bit like Burt's Place or Pequod's with that kind of caramelized edges. Very similar because of the butter where it burns on the edges of the heat of the pan as well. But the place I really love is a place called Union Squared in Evanston. That place has insane Detroit-style pizza.
Oh, wow.
They could convert any, even the hardest Chicago pizza fan. Yeah. They would come out there and say, you know what, I love me some Detroit-style pizza. That place
That's
is
cool.
incredible. Check it out.
Most of these places that you, when you feature them on the show, because I do watch, like, I don't watch a lot of stuff live while it's happening. Sunday night, it's a great time to just sit back and relax at the end of the day and watch the show. Most of these places I've never heard of before. So you really do open doors to some of these neighborhood places I would have never even thought of going
to. That's the beauty of our show. You know, there are so many, you know, everyone knows the supremely famous, you know, like Peace Pizza in in Chicago, yeah, or Lou Malnati's. Everyone knows these places, but our show champions the small mom-and-pop places predominantly, even though those two places have been on our show. But we champion the small places, the small mom-and-pop places that need the attention. You know, a place like Archival doesn't need us to tell everyone to go there for the burger. Everyone's been there for the burger. We tell people to go to Lodi's and Maple Park for the burger.
You did an episode that I had found online that I was just watching one night. It was Chicago's Best Originals, where you really did do some of those classics like Garrett's Popcorn and Lou Malnati's and Portillo's and Mr. Beef and all that other stuff.
We did that episode two reasons. One, because they're still family-owned and operated, apart from Dick Portillo, who's now kind of passed over. But he still goes to every single restaurant, cleans up, opens them up. He's still involved as a consultant. And it was, I think that was our 250th episode. So that there was, that's it was awesome. An excuse for us to go to these legendary Chicago spots.
Warren Buffett bought them, right? Berkshire Hathaway, no, right?
I don't know.
I think he got, so he got some big bucks for that place.
Jen just sent me a message and she said we need to come with you for Thanksgiving.
Oh, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, because she said it sounds incredible.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, speaking of, now we're in the holiday shopping season. Giving Back Tuesday's coming up. You and Jen are involved in a ton of charity stuff, especially when it comes to animals and all that good stuff. Talk to us a little bit about what you got coming up.
For those who don't know what Giving Tuesday is, Giving Tuesday was an initiative that started a few years ago to encourage people to give back, to do something a little more. It was about genuinely giving, like doing some volunteer work or helping a neighbor out, and that's kind of spiraled into something and morphed into a kind of a movement that's a lot bigger.
Everything else is about us. Black Friday, you're spending money on other people and on yourself. Right. Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. How about giving back at this time of year and kind of establishing something for the new year?
Right, and Giving Tuesday directly follows Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then the next day is Giving Tuesday.
Right.
So it's this big world movement where people are encouraged to, they're still encouraged to go and volunteer and do some good work, but there's also, it's a huge fundraising day for a lot of small charitable organizations, which you mentioned very kindly, thank you, myself and my wife Jen are involved with. And I wanted to just talk about a couple of those things. I work very closely with a dog rescue here called One Tail at a Time. We do an old school telethon, but we do it on Facebook Live. So it's a Facebook Live-a-thon, for want of a better word. So we'll be doing that on Tuesday evening. Is it the 27th? It's 2:30 in the morning
Tuesday,
right now.
Yeah, it is. Thanks for that.
Yeah, Tuesday, 27th. Yep. So yeah, I'll be at One Tail. We'll be going live. We'll be doing some cool stuff on that, some giveaways, some fun things, some crazy stuff if people donate money, so they can check that out. Also check out One Tail. What else was I going to say? We did have a foster dog. We foster failed. Her name is Sunday.
Foster failed.
We foster failed. So we fostered this little puppy.
I know. I've been watching it on Facebook.
My fans know all about it because I've been showing her. But she was surrendered at the local municipal facility in Chicago, CACC. She had a skull fracture. She was 5 weeks old. She was attacked by another dog. So she was rescued by a live rescue. We took her in as a foster and we nursed her back from her skull fracture to right up to today, obviously. But we foster failed and we adopted her. So she came to us through...
Never heard that term before. But
yeah, foster failed. Yeah. Well, foster failed, today, former VP Joe Biden foster failed with his wife. They were fostering a dog and they officially adopted him today.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we hired foster failed. And we love a live rescue. Yeah. And we were also, that's another rescue we also work with.
Yeah.
And on Giving Tuesday in the morning, there's a small family-owned chain of restaurants here called Melly Cafe. They'll be doing an Elliot-style taco breakfast, and portions and proceeds from that taco plate will go directly towards a live rescue. I think it's $2 for each plate, so keep them
awesome.
Up. So all you have to do to help out a live rescue is to go to Melly Cafe in the morning, order the tacos with my name on it, and you'll be helping give money to a great organization that rescues a lot of animals.
You also said you're hosting an event in mid-December?
I'm hosting an ugly Christmas sweater event, which is why I can't come to your holiday soiree this year.
Yeah.
It's on December 15th.
Yeah, that's great.
People are encouraged to come and turn up. All you have to do is drink and wear an ugly sweater. It's really, again, it's
sounds
a very
a
tough.
Lot, very difficult, yeah.
That's for
very
another difficult. Organization we yeah. work with called Crisp. I don't want to keep on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to throw out too many different.
No, I like that, though. I like that. That's cool.
I mean, that's an organization that works directly with in conjunction with Chicago Animal Care and Control, we try and keep dogs from going into the facility. So people who think they can't afford vet bills, people who think that they can't, you know, they can't deal with the dogs anymore, we offer training, we offer support. We try and stop the dogs from going into the facility, because once they go in there, dogs that have already been surrendered by owners are typically harder to get adopted back out to other people, and they're normally the first dogs to be euthanized. And also there's a lot of, you know, potential things for dog flu and that kind of stuff in the pavilions at CACC. So we try and keep the dogs from even going into the facility by offering help with medical costs, by offering help with dog training, talking to landlords if they're trying to grandfather in things like, you know, you can't have this dog anymore. It's a support thing. It's a great organization. So that's an ugly sweater competition and drinking night that's going to be happening on December 15th.
That's great.
It's a lot of fun. People, they can check out the Facebook page if they put in Chicagoland Rescue Intervention and Support Program, or CRISP, they'll find it that way as well. I think I pretty much... Did I cover all my bases? I'm also emceeing One Tails Gala in a couple of weeks' time, the Houndstooth Ball. It's the 10th anniversary. But
the Houndstooth Ball, I love
the Hounds,
that.
It's the big 10-year anniversary, but all tickets for that are sold out, so...
I see Brian Noonan outside the studio. You also have a beer named after yourself, don't you?
I did.
Right?
Yeah. 350 Brewing in Tinley Park. Yeah. Another great place for comfort food, by the way. Awesome food and great guys. They contacted us and were like, hey, do you want to brew a beer? So we brewed a beer together, and it was called Elliot's Skinny and Pale Ale.
Because I'm skinny and pale.
Yeah.
Which is very appropriate.
Yeah. And I think you can still get it there. If you go to Tinley Park and 350 Brewing, you can still get a glass of Elliot's Skinny and Pale Ale.
Chicago's Best Sunday night at 10 on WGN. Thanks, pal. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to Jen.
Dave Plyer, I will see you on Thanksgiving Jen has just invited us both over. So happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Sounds good. All right. I'm going to start drinking. All right. Brian Noonan in the news coming up next on 720 WGN.